Hey everyone, welcome to Fall Guys 1UP. We're changing the name this week because Fall Guys is the best game of the year so far. I don't know, I don't think there's any other way to describe it. This game is fucking amazing. Last week, we kind of talked a bit about it, but we hadn't even played it yet, and then Spencer bought it during the show, and we've been playing it like crazy, me and Spencer.
Yeah, this has been the most fun I've had with a game in quite some time. I just got my first win today.
Yeah, it's just been so much fun. And the experience is brought up with things like their Twitter account, because whoever's running is fucking hilarious. They're full-blown spicy. They get into little tussles with streamers and stuff. So far, Tim the Tatman has yet to get a win, and he is shitting all over him, all over Twitter, like, and it is.
They're just like fucking him up so hard. I feel so bad for him.
You don't. Like, if you watch the streams, like, don't. He's Tim, like, I'm looking at his Twitter right now, and he's retweeting all this. He retweeted the Twitch montage. Twitch Twitter made a whole montage of him just losing. Might be able to hear some of this now. He is just so angry. It's become a meme over and over again.
Man, I laughed so hard.
I don't know how this game is just capturing the essence of what I want in a game at my age. And the fact that this guy is just having absolute meltdowns, but at the same time, like, completely rolling with it.
Yeah, he's rolling with the punches. He's retweeting everything that's getting thrown at him. He's frustrated too. You can tell. I've watched his streams for 2 days straight, and it is some of the best streaming I have ever watched, ever. It is so fucking entertaining. Like, there's 150,000 people in his stream today. Yesterday, it was at like 130. I think he got up to 150,000 people in his stream today. That beat out his biggest stream from when the Valorant beta was going on. He got up to like 147K, and today he beat that out. And that was because Valorant had drops. If you watch for a certain amount of time, you could get drops. So that was boosting his views. Now people are just going there to see him lose, and God, it is fucking hilarious.
So at what point do we stop believing that he's like actually losing and start believing that he's just throwing these games because that's become his shtick?
People are already like calling him out, saying he's doing that. But like I said, I've watched his streams for 2 days, and like,
he's really
nobody
trying.
Nobody's that good at a video game to do as bad as he's doing in this video game. Like, he can't purposefully be doing some of this. And I'll give him a bit of credit. Like, sorry, Timmy, I know you're getting griefed like fuck. He's got 150,000 people in his stream. He's playing with people like Dr. Lupo and Nick Merckx and Cloaksy and some really big streamers. His best friend is Ninja, and they were playing together. So them two together, you're getting a couple hundred thousand viewers all over this game, and some of them are bound to be in their same game, and they are griefing him like crazy, holding him back. Like, that game is already trolly as fuck. People grab onto you, push you over and stuff. And with the amount of followers he has in it, trying to fuck him up, it's got to be even worse for him.
I mean, God, I'm looking at their Twitter now, and they really are on fire. Like, quote, I might need some memes in case Tim the Tatman ever accidentally wins. I'm also running out of memes for when he loses because he's losing so much.
And his responses are so great too. Just an hour ago, this show is airing on Thursday. This is Tuesday. So just an hour ago for us back in time, Tim is saying Fall Guys is the hardest game I've ever played in my life. Like, and it's three buttons. You got grab, you got jump, and you got that dash or the fall or whatever it is. Then you move around. And this is like, I've watched this guy just wreck in some Fortnite and go to town in some Warzone. He is really good at playing video games. He gets on average, I'd say 30 to 40,000 viewers a day, like before all of this. So he's well known. He's a big time streamer, and that's why this is so hilarious to see him fail so hard.
Even ESPN is jumping in on this.
Yes,
ESPN is tweeting about this guy not being able to win a single fucking round.
Not just tweeting. I think they wrote a whole article about it, and they had this morning when he was streaming Fall Guys before he had a sponsored stream to go to. They were. The ESPN channel was also live streaming his show to show him failing. He didn't win today. I'm rooting for you, Timmy. Like I want you to get a win, but I am full blown enjoying this hilarity while it lasts. Like tomorrow's your day, I believe.
They set up a tracking page, man. There's literally an ESPN tracking page called "Has Tim the Tap Man gotten a win in Fall Guys yet?"
The Fall Guys, my little friend Tim is really struggling on Fall Guys. He used to say things like, "It's a kid's game and it's easy." Now he's saying things like, "My whole life is ruined. I will never win at this game. I am very disappointing." And dude, because that is one of the things that he's dude, he's just screaming all day long. And God, it's golden.
Days playing Fall Guys 7. Number of wins for Tim the Tap Man 0.
Even his mods are trolling him. Like during his stream, he has loser POV overlaid on his stream as he's losing the games every time. It's great. Go watch his stream. Even if he gets a win, go watch Tim. He's a great streamer. I really enjoy him. He's a funny guy. This game is a sensation. Their Twitter guy is a sensation. Another, like, getting off of Tim, so we don't just, like, shit all over him with everybody else. Like, he has 150,000 people in his stream shitting on him all day long. Let's give him a little bit of a break. But the Fall Guys Twitter is doing another thing. He started this up, I think, yesterday, maybe earlier today. It's Battle of the Brands. So he's asked everybody in the video game world or just the branding world to give him a bid that they will then donate to a charity called Special Effect. And the highest bid that donates to Special Effect is going to get a Fall Guys costume put into the game. So he's got people like he had bidet companies hitting him up, like throwing down 40 G's to try it. And this is one day. I think this is going to go on for like a week and a half, 2 weeks, something like that. I think they're already up over $300,000 for bids. It's getting pretty crazy out there.
I think it's a little over 200,000 from what I saw.
Oh, I don't know, man. I saw, hold on, right here.
Oh, 325. You're right.
325. Yeah. They've been racking it up and they've still got another week or so to go. So this is going to get pretty crazy with Ed. I don't know. Think of the potential for this game. Like if you guys listening haven't seen any of this, look up a video of Fall Guys or something. You're these little jelly bean critters that get these goofy suits that are dinosaurs and superheroes and baseball players. And it could be anything. Think of there's already been concept art for like a Colonel Sanders and yeah. Wendy and stuff like that. The marketing they can do with this is beyond anything that Fortnite has done. And they've done Thanos and Star Wars and all sorts of shit in Fortnite, but this game can explode. Fall Guys could really take over.
You guys remember those like little jelly bean shaped toys? They had like ball bearings in them, so they made them like stand up.
Did you like spin them or something? They were little battlers. You battled with them somehow, right?
I don't know what you did with them, but they came in like they were all kinds of different things.
They were like
I don't know. That's
pill shaped. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That's what this reminds me of.
I thought it was kind of like Pogs, where there were collectibles and you could like battle with them and shit. But I don't remember. I know what you're talking.
You might be right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Non sequitur, but that's what Fall Guys reminds me of.
Yeah, I kind of agree. And I could talk about Fall Guys all fucking night. Like, I've been playing the fuck out of this game. It is just so much fun. Spencer and I were playing, I don't know, an hour and a half ago. Like,
we played from 4:30 until 7?
Yeah, it's just always one more game. One more game. Okay, next game's my last game. Nope, fuck that. I'm not ending on that one. Next game's my last game.
I think I played about 12 games after I told you I was done.
And it's that kind of game. It just sucks you in, and it's just mindless fun. And if you only got 15 minutes, you jump in and play for 15 minutes, and then you walk away. There's no obligation. Even if you're in the middle of a game, that I don't know why you'd give up a win like that. You're not going to give up a crown. Like, even if you got to be somewhere, if you're competing for a crown, you're playing for it. Those crowns are big time.
I think we were talking about this earlier. It's just the versatility of the game. Like you said, if you're someone who doesn't have a lot of time, it's great. The rounds themselves, even if you fucking win, take like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So super fun, super easy to jump into. The game itself is ridiculous.
I mean, and sometimes you'll have an easy go of it. And then sometimes, like one day you'll be doing rollout just fine. And the next day you cannot stand on those platforms worth dick. There's so many games to play in this one game that it always has something fresh for you. It's a breath of fresh air out of all these major games with crazy graphics and stuff. This simple little, 3.5 gigabyte game is it's just taking over the scene. I love it. I can't get enough of it. And like I said, I could probably talk about it all night, but we probably shouldn't. You guys got anything else to say about Fall Guys?
That's it for me. Play it.
You're stepping on my toes, bro.
It's a new catchphrase. you got something there.
Man, we really are going to devolve into just 100 inside jokes between different shows.
That's what a good podcast is.
Never know what's coming next. David, you got to get this game. I know we got to upgrade your PC, or they got to please Fall Guys. If there's the one in a million chance that the Fall Guys Twitter guy is watching this, talk to your CEO, your devs, whatever, make this crossplay, put it on Switch, put it on Xbox. Everybody needs to play this game. Don't skip out.
I mean, with the way it exploded, I really hope that it won't be long before they go crossplay with it. It's just a no-brainer.
It's a perfect Switch game. It looks like it could have been a Switch native game. Like, that's the aesthetic of it, you know?
Yeah, I think the top three things on their list should be getting it on Xbox, getting it on Switch, and getting crossplay amongst all the platforms.
Yeah, I agree. Like, that's my biggest gripe with this game, is that David's PC can't run it, and we can't play with him if he has it on PS4. So that's really fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, let's move on. You guys at home, go get Fall Guys. Get addicted. You're going to love it. One thing I did want to bring up, Mortal Shell just got a full release. This is that Souls-like game, and it's been getting a little bit of flack. This is on Epic Game Store. I don't think it's anywhere else, by the way. Might be on consoles and stuff. Yeah, probably so. But Mortal Shell has been getting some flack for being kind of Souls easy mode. Somebody wrote a whole article, and I'll have to find it. Maybe I'll post it in our Discord. Come check that out. They wrote a whole article about how this is a game built for people that can't beat Dark Souls. So,
oh man, that sounds right up my alley.
More and more interesting.
That's appealing to some people for sure, but for the Souls people that were really hoping for like another Sekiro or Dark Souls or something like that.
They just fucking got Sekiro. God damn it. Get out of here.
Yeah. And there's going to be more Souls-like games in the future, so let people have an easier one. I've watched a few streams of it, and I can kind of see what people are saying. Even fighting some big guys, you're taking 3-4 hits from them rather than just getting pummeled into the ground immediately. So I get what people are saying, but it also looks really clean. It looks like a smooth game. So I haven't played it. I can't hate too much on it yet, but I did want to mention that did get its full release this past week.
Right on.
Another game that I've recently picked back up is have you guys ever played Factorio?
No. I've seen some gameplay of it. It looks pretty interesting.
It is really fun. It's like a top down. It's a survival I don't know what you would call it. You gotta build these like factories and stuff to make different parts. Your end game is trying to get off this planet that you're stuck on. Your ship crashed and you gotta gather resources and stuff to get out. So you gotta build a shit ton of factories and mine and stuff to build your way out of here, to build a rocket ship out. And it's really in depth. Did you guys ever see the game Satisfactory?
No, that one I'm not familiar with.
Nah, it's Satisfactory is like a first person version of this game. Both of them are really cool. But Factorio also got a 1.0 release this past week, and it's looking really good. Me and my buddy Tyler and my buddy Zila, we've been messing around on a new world on that, and I forget how much fun that game is. It's kind of a mind bender, because you gotta figure out how to tool these factories to produce the right amount of shit for you.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
In that gameplay here, this is pretty intricate. There's a lot of shit moving around.
There's a lot to it. You're not gonna finish that game day one. You gotta really go hard at it. It'll take a few days to get to where you want, and it'll probably take a few playthroughs to get used to putting these factories together in a way that allows you to move forward. You can't pile everything up on top of each other. You got to kind of move linearly with the map, so all of your materials flow the right direction and stuff. It's a crazy looking game, and it's a lot of fun, especially if you got a couple of friends. Are you looking at it right now in the store, David?
No, I'm on YouTube watching gameplay video.
See, I don't remember how much this game is, but I don't think it was too expensive. Yeah, $30.
Not terrible.
Yeah, and it's a cool game for that, and you'll get a lot of play out of it, especially like I said, with a couple of friends. Be sure you're kind of on the same page or willing to butt heads a bit, because sometimes you guys will have the same ideas in much different ways of how to build these factories. So it's kind of fun to try and collab in that game. And I don't know, Risk of Rain 2 just got a 1.0 release. I haven't been on that game in a minute. I really got to. I think Zila beat the final boss. He said it was really hard. And other than that, the last thing on my list before we get to some gaming news with Spencer is Flight Simulator. That just dropped today. Today's Tuesday, again, that we're recording this. So by the time this airs, it will still have been out. It's not like it's going away. It is on Game Pass, and they released it on Steam. And this is the biggest problem I've seen with this game. I've seen 10 out of 10 reviews from everybody that's played this game. But I guess on Steam, they did some fucky shit with it where it's really difficult to download. So people have been giving it mixed reviews on Steam, not even because of gameplay, but because of day one launch issues. So be aware of that. Might as well just get it on Game Pass at that point. It works a lot better.
Yeah, that's kind of strange. Yeah, it looks like Steam downloads you like a pretty small launcher.
Yeah, and from that launcher
downloads that 90 gig patch, not patch, but the game itself, really.
One of the big issues with that is they count that towards game time. So if you let that download and you end up hating the game, you can't refund it.
Fucked.
Yeah.
That is some bullshit.
So I think they're dealing with some of that shit right now, that people are wanting refunds for it and they can't get it because that download counts as game time. It's a log download through that shitty little client.
Minimum of 90, but through the Game Pass launcher, it's 152 gigs
on PC. There's still that 90 gig. I don't know how big this game is. I put it on I need to look at it, because when you get it on Game Pass, it goes through a quick download as well, and then it gives you that same update for 90 gigs, and it takes a while.
No,
but funny.
Yeah, that's a little shady. It's a shady way to do it.
Other than that, I'm really excited to play this game. I have it all downloaded. My Master T-Flight HOTUS 1. It's a joystick, not a dildo. That's
allegedly.
Yeah. I also ordered the Thrustmaster dildo, but that'll be here next week. The flight stick will be here tomorrow, so I will be playing some of that tomorrow. I'm really excited to get down on this. I've been watching streams of it, and it just looks amazing. People flying over their neighborhoods and stuff like that. It's just super cool, like the detail of this game.
Yeah, I'm honestly considering buying that same flight stick. It wasn't too pricey. Like, seems like a good quality for a decent amount. Plus, since I can already get the game for free, why not?
Yeah, and it's an $80 flight stick, and it works with the Xbox One as well. So I have Elite Dangerous. I think I was saying this last week. And when they finally put this game onto Xbox, I'll be able to use it over there as well. As well as other stuff, I have Star Citizen and shit like that. There's plenty of uses for this flight stick, but Flight Simulator is going to see a lot of play from me over the next few weeks. I'm going to be doing nothing but Fall Guys and Flight Sim. My friends are going to hate me because there's nothing like collaborative about that.
Right on.
Yeah. Like I said, that's about it with my list. I wanted to talk a little bit of shit about Tim the Tatman and bring up Fall Guys again. Because it's just too good. But what have you guys got? Any news in gaming? What you've been gaming on recently over there, David? I know you've been playing some more Magic.
Just Magic.
Yeah.
Really, mostly just Magic. I was playing an Amonkhet Sealed, and I want to go ahead and say everyone that runs, I can't even remember the damn Overwhelming Splendor. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Eat a dick and then fuck yourself. That card is just like fucking win good bullshit. It's I became frustrated with it.
Yeah, that's understandable. That's a rough card.
It's not. I mean, it doesn't combo with fucking anything. It doesn't like. It's just. It's like Avacyn. You get to turn 7 and you win the game.
Yeah, it sounds annoying.
Yep, basically.
Yeah, fuck off.
I mean, that is. They're just putting Amonkhet back on since it hasn't been on Arena since they did the early beta wipe. So it's a nice addition to Historic, they're doing that whole build backwards to merge Historic and Pioneer, the two new non-rotating formats, so that they're available both in paper and through Arena. So it's definitely a good step in that direction. They got a ton more sets to get there, but got to do it one at a time.
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, I cracked a pack the other day, and they're still running ads for MTGO.
Yeah.
And it's like, why?
Why? Yeah. I mean, it's
why are you doing that?
Robust economy, but the interface is shit. Arena is so much better.
Arena's gorgeous. It's smooth. There's
The only downside is that there is no economy to Arena. Like, I can't trade my cards in my collection with you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the
trading card game.
Yeah, the one big thing that they missed out on with MTG, like that's the thing about Magic is trading cards with each other. I don't know. That's a big part of the fucking game, and completely doing away with that is pretty rough. Having just the gem economy.
Make more money, but
yeah, it's
what are you gonna do?
It's nickel and dime money grubbing bullshit, but I mean, it is less corrosive than many other companies, abrasive, whatever you know, whatever the term you want to use. But they're not being as shitty as other companies, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, and I completely understand. What was that?
So that's a low standard to hold them to, though.
Yeah, definitely. But we know this model could work. And Valve was creating Artifact, and the game kind of fell through. But they did have And I think you could trade cards and you could sell them on the marketplace for real money. So
yeah,
your cards had value again. So we know that model worked somewhere. It just sucks that they didn't implement it into Arena, because that would have been a great addition.
Yeah. Well, you know, never say never, but at this point I think they're raking in so much money on the microtransaction model that there's going to be no point.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Never.
Don't say that shit. Okay. So, gaming news. You got any gaming news for us, Spencer?
Yeah, I was taking a look. There's not all that much happening this week that we haven't covered. Untitled Goose Game is getting a multiplayer mode.
Super excited about that. It's a fucking amazing game.
It looks like it's going to be
surfer, like online, but man, that's awesome.
See here. Yeah, it looks like couch co-op, which is pretty awesome. Yeah, I'm also going to get a physical Switch edition, which is pretty awesome.
I already have it.
The best place to play it, couch co-op with the Joy-Con.
I have it downloaded on my Switch. That's how I played it the first time through, and I'm excited to be able to play this with my wife. It'll be a fucking blast.
Yeah, for sure. Have you been following that big beef between Fortnite, Apple, and Google?
Yeah, I have a bit. I haven't been keeping up with it in the past day or so, but it was erupting there a few days ago. And I know the last thing I heard is that Apple was pulling their tools, the Epic Games in general, so they're not going to be able to create any more, not just Fortnite, but their developer tools are being pulled.
Anything for the iOS?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it was it ultimately started because Epic was trying to bypass the App Store pricing for like in-game purchases, so you could buy directly from Epic, and Apple didn't like that because they don't get their cut that way. So they basically pulled the whole game off, and now there's like an actual legal dispute.
Yeah, and there were.
Yeah, I mean this is sending ripples all over the place. I got a notification from Robinhood. You know, there's like financial news going on with this because of this shit.
Yeah, there's very real stock market implications for this.
Oh yeah,
it's not a small market.
Well, and Epic's not backing down. They had a video, a 1984 video, ready to go for Apple's response. They knew that they weren't going to respond well to this. They were also giving them a big fat fuck you because Apple's cut is like 30%.
Yeah.
So what they did is they made it available just from themselves at a 20% discount permanently. So it's not even like they were wanting full price. They just wanted to undercut Apple a bit and thumb their noses at them. Right. And it's a big evil corporation versus a big evil corporation. There's no good guy in this fight, but I kind of understand Epic's stance on it, you know?
It'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out.
Yeah, I'm more on Epic's side than I am Apple. But whoever wins, whoever loses, we all win.
Yeah, you're right. We the consumer will probably eventually win. Except for the mobile players right now, they're shit out of luck. They can't play on Google or Apple. So
yeah.
Get back to mobile players.
What else do we have here? People are speculating that we might have a new Mario game on the horizon, because Nintendo of Europe tweeted a picture of Mario on the beach.
I do love wild speculation.
I know, right? That's the best part of the greatest part of gaming news.
On the beach.
Maybe a Mario Sunshine remake?
I was going to say, are we going to get another Sunshine? That would be fucking great. Mario Sunshine was one of the best Marios there was.
Or it's just summertime and it's hot, so they posted a picture of Mario chilling on the beach.
Yeah, social distancing. It's just Mario.
But I did actually hear a rumor not that long ago that for Mario's 35th anniversary, that they're remastering a few of the classic games and releasing them on the Switch, but nothing official yet.
Oh, yeah? Is this another opportunity for you to buy Super Mario World?
And I will.
Yep.
So I heard Galaxy, Sunshine, possibly 64 might all be getting remakes for the Switch, but Who knows? That's wild speculation still, so we'll wait and see, get some more official information before we go down that road.
Yeah, that would be cool.
What else do we have here? One game that is currently free on the Epic Game Store is Remnant from the Ashes. Have you seen this at all? Shit.
Yeah, I brought this up just for our co-op game. And this is a game that I don't think David's PC could run it. If we could get all three of us to play this game, it looks like a lot of fun. It's like a co-op Souls-like.
Yeah, it's like a survival horror based in this like post-apocalyptic world overrun by monsters.
It looks really cool.
Yeah, it's on Epic Game Store for free right now, so definitely worth a download since you don't have to pay for it. Free now through August 20th. So
yeah,
even after this airs, you'll still have
a day
to download it.
Yeah, I think I just took the Epic Game Store off my computer for like the umpteenth time. I always like re-download it thinking I need it for a game, and then it sends me to a different client. Like, I got it for Trackmania, and I can just do that through Uplay. Like, Uplay sucks, but I don't want to have to open Epic Games to open Uplay. That annoys the fuck out of me.
The only reason I have Epic Games is two of the games that I got for free when I bought my PC launched through Epic. That's where I can play Outer Worlds and Borderlands 3.
Yeah. Have you played now, Borderlands 3?
No, not yet. I got it for free. It's just sitting downloaded on my computer. I own it, and that's the important part.
Yeah. It's part of your Epic's game collection.
What else do we have here? The last one. Now, you and I talked about this a little before, but this game Control.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of this game? It's been out for a little while.
I've seen a little bit about it.
I haven't seen anything on it. I don't even know anything about it.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with it either, but the reason I'm bringing it up is they just announced that when the next-gen consoles come out, they are not going to offer their next-gen version of the game for free to people who already bought it.
Boo.
So it seems like kind of a big deal with all the Xbox One exclusives, a bunch of third-party developers like CD Projekt Red all coming out and saying, yeah, if you buy our game for current-gen system, when you upgrade your console, you're going to get this game for free. You'll get the upgraded version for free. And now we've got one developer at least pushing back against that a little bit.
That's just disincentivizing people from buying your game now.
Right, that's my whole point. Like, why would I buy this now, even if it was a game I wanted to play, when the new console comes out in a few months?
I'm sure there are people who will buy it now and then, but a lot fewer people than who would buy it now and get the free upgrade later.
Yeah,
right.
And also,
it's going to be much more higher sales, and what it's really going to do is piss some people off and turn them off from buying it at all.
This is a bad idea.
Buying a Series X or a PS5 is going to be expensive in and of itself. Like, why should I pay more to put a game that I already own on that system? That just doesn't make sense. Yeah. And I was telling Spencer this as well, though. There's going to be people that aren't upgrading their system that will definitely buy this game and play it. But if you're planning on upgrading, there's no need to buy this game until you upgrade your system.
And that's like the whole thing. Like, it's not like an online game that everyone is, is the current fad that, you want to play while the community's big. So even within like a year, if I was like, oh, I'm going to wait until, next summer or next holiday season to get the Series X, well, I should probably still wait to play this game then.
Yeah.
It's like, what's the point?
Yeah, there is none. There's no point in buying this game twice.
So seems like a questionable decision, but
hopefully we don't have people following suit there, especially some of the bigger companies, CD Projekt Red coming out very early on and saying, if you buy Cyberpunk 2077 on your PS4 or your Xbox One, you will get it for your next gen system for free.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. That's the most anticipated game for the year. So big companies, Bethesda and people got to be thinking about doing the same thing.
And I wonder how much impact CD Projekt Red doing that had on other companies following suit. And if they hadn't have done that, would we have more companies doing this, you know, the charging, double dipping, essentially?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, looking at Rockstar, especially, the double dip is strong with them. And I've fallen victim to it where I've bought a game on my Xbox One or 360 and then went around and bought it for my PC as well when it came out a year later. So
Yeah. Same. It's happened multiple times, multiple games.
Yeah, and I'm tired of doing that. So now that I see companies actually going against that, I can't see myself going back to double dipping after.
I think that past double dips can be forgiven because the standards is changing. We're going more towards all digital libraries, all digital games, and that it just makes sense for you to buy like the license to a game and have access to it across every system that you own.
Right.
Because that's what the industry is pushing towards. So that's what the standard should be.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, on that note, I think we're good to go, boys. Yeah?
Yeah.
I say
so. That about covers it for the week.
I'm just going to end this by saying, go fucking play Fall Guys. It's $20. It's a free battle pass. You make the in-game currency just by playing it. The platform is brilliant all across the board. Just go fucking buy the game for $20 and play it. You will have so much fun doing so. Can't recommend it enough. And we will end there. Go check out our Discord. Check out our website. Check out our other show, Weekend Watch, where we talk about shows and movies you should be watching on streaming services.
Movies that aren't poop.
Some that are poop.
Some.
Not many.
Very
but some.
Few. Very few.
Yeah, mostly not poop.
Mostly not poop.
And from there, like go check out our website. The whole watch list is up there, and all of our episodes from both shows are also up there. 3guys1up.com. If you go to the About Us page over there, you see our cool little avatars. Click on those; it'll take you to our Twitter pages. And yeah, have a good week, guys. See you next week.
Good week.